Joining us now on the line, director Gabe Polsky and the legendary, thank you for doing this, Slava Fetisov. Thanks, gentlemen, for being on the line. Gabe, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for doing this. Slava, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm in Moscow. It's good weather here.
The weather's good in Moscow?
Yes.
Have you seen Igor lately, Larionov?
I talked to him over the phone, but I haven't seen him. He was busy all summer to do the camps for the players and the kids. A busy man.
The movie is called Red Army and the Cold War, Soviet socialism versus Western capitalism. The West feared the Soviets. They were villains to the West and every aspect of daily life. And it's incredible if you think back, Gabe. You talk about, you know, people in this era don't understand just exactly how the Soviet Union, how Russia was perceived in the West. And the Canadians learned the hard way when the Russians kicked their butts and they went, whoa, what is going on in the Soviet Union? Talk about the movie and the inspiration and how this movie got made, Gabe.
Yeah, well, I grew up playing, you know, a lot of hockey growing up, and I played at Yale, and, you know, I always had a real passion for good, creative hockey, you know, that was based on talent and you know, collective creativity. And you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch the 1987 Canada Cup, which is considered, you know, one of the greatest hockey of all time ever, and I would watch it religiously. And I just fell in love with the way that the Soviets play it. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. They brought hockey to a whole nother level. And so I kept that in mind. And, you know, when I became a filmmaker, I sort of started to reapproach, you know, I always remembered how they played. And I started to look and do research and discover what was really behind this team and why they were so good. And when I learned even more, the story really opened up and was about so much more than just hockey. And you know, and that's really, you know, obviously I want to tell stories, not just about hockey because it's more of a niche market. I want to tell a story that's very universal. And this is a really emotional story about, you know, about friendships and betrayals, about a whole society, about the Soviet Union. And it's just a real big story. And that's kind of how I led to tell the story.
Okay, so and we're joined by Gabe Polsky, who made the movie, and Slava Fetisov, who's the central figure in the movie. And Slava, you were one of the greatest hockey players in the world, and you saw both sides of it. You experienced some incredible highs, but there were also some lows, and you stood up to the system, and you went from being a national hero to a political enemy, and you changed the system for generations of Russian players. You are so respected by Russian players. You're respected by North American players, by Canadian players, by American players, by European players. Talk about that era and what it was like for you at the beginning, and take us through a little bit of that journey.
I was grew up in a low society. You know, my mom and dad after World War II walked to the Moscow because when they was grew up, it's no food. After, you know, it's Nazis was destroyed their village, and I was raised in the barracks. And you know, it's a happy kid, and you know, it's for me, it's education was priority because my dad told me, you know, it's only way to get out this hole. And hockey and football and basketball and volleyball, it was, you know, part of my life because, you know, everybody was playing the game. And all of a sudden, you know, it's age 15 after, you know, I was traveled to Canada with my junior team. I saw the, you know, it's full stadiums of the, you know, fans and, you know, it's the attention of the, you know, TV and stuff like that. And I decided, you know, I want to play hockey. And then I started to pay more attention to the game and put in my mind I want to be Olympic champion, and I will follow this. And, but when I was, you have to understand, guys, when I become, you know, it's a good prospect for the big game. You know, it's we practice 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times, and a pulse of 220 heart rate. And it doesn't matter what kind of political system was existing those times. You know, it's for me, it was, you know, a goal to be the good hockey player in the first place. And then secondary, it's everything else. And I was lucky to get in a good school right away. It was Red Army School of Tarasov Creation. And got good partners. Work hard all the time. And got a chance to play for the big team.
And you...
And for us, it was, you know, it's, yep. Russian people, they're not aggressive, as you know, mm-hmm. the history, you know.
Yeah.
Even the game of the hockey, which supposed to be aggressive, we play in more artistic style than any nation in the world.
And we're listening right now to Slava Fetisov. The movie is called Red Army. It'll be at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's basically about Slava and the Soviet hockey system that intimidated North America. And we're going to have Scotty Bowman on in a moment because Scotty's a guy that took the best parts of that system and incorporated it into his own vocabulary on the ice and a guy that used a lot of those premises in North America. And Slava, look, at the age of 31... There was a new policy in Russia and the Soviet Union. You know, the Glasnost policy allowed you and Helmut Balderas, Vladimir Krutov, Igor Larionov, Sergei Makarov, Milnikov, and Priyakin, along with Sergei Starikov. You guys got to go to the NHL as long as you still competed for Russia. What was that like? Were you afraid? Was this something that it, you know, burned in your heart to do? But tell us about that time and getting to come to the NHL that late in your career.
That was my story was kind of left on the side because nobody knew how much I paid to get to National Hockey League. And I think the Gabe was shown this in the film. For me, it was very important to let people know what I went through to get there. And in the first place, you know, the New Jersey Devils came to the Sports Authority of Soviet Union and asked him to let me go after Olympic Games in Calgary. And they almost made the deal, but didn't ask me about the whole details. When I get back to Moscow after Olympic tournament, when I got second gold medal, they called me to the office and they said, okay, you've been so good for the system and you've been captain of one of the most successful hockey team in history and Soviet authority decided to let you go and play in National Hockey League. But I said, it's okay, but they said, you're going to get such a money, but all money you have to bring to embassy and then embassy going to pay you $1,000 a month. Per diem. And the rest of the money go back to the government. And I said, no, I'm not going. Because I was feel this way, I'm not free anymore, because they tried to sell me as a slave to make my money on me again. And I said, no, I'm not going. Then they start negotiating, because, you know, they almost smell the money, but... I was fighting the system, you know, to get freedom and free of choice. And it was a tough time. It's almost 1 year, you know. They follow me. They put me in the police. They don't let me practice anymore. And I have to wear uniform to go in office every day. But it's a very tough time for me. It's almost 1 year.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a tough time. And Slava Fetisov on the line. The movie's called Red Army. Slava, did you ever fear for your life? Were you ever afraid for your life at that point?
When you stood up against the system, and especially a very powerful system like the Soviet Union, you have to be afraid. You know, you have to, you know, feel insecure. And the most toughest things, you know, one day you're a hero, and next day, you know, you're enemy for the system. I mean, especially, you know, it's for the Soviet people. Nobody was... openly fight and for the rights and freedom of choice, and I kind of was first guy who experienced all this stuff. You know, it's, then my teammates was joined me, Igor and Vladimir Krutov and Sergei Makarov, and we've been together for certain period of time, and then they decide to split 50-50 with the government, and they went to sign the deal, and I was again alone. It's not this money situation here; it's principle, you know, because I think it's the contract of the player, which is nobody gets in Soviet Union history, you know. Is this contract of the player, but the rest of the transfer fee or whatever, it's compensation, is beside the player's contract.
Yeah,
and I fight ideally, and it was not easy. You know, it's I called the press conference, and I said I'm not going to play anymore for the team, Tikhonov team, and. And as soon as they said so, it's next day, it was a nightmare.
You paved the way for so many guys, Slava Fetisov, and the movie's called Red Army. And Gabe, got to ask you, when is the movie out? When can people see it? What's the plan for the movie?
Yeah, well, most importantly, the Toronto Film Festival, I'm really excited to take it there. First time ever the film will be shown to Canadians. September 9th is the first public screening. That's going to be amazing. And then, you know, the film's going to a number of other festivals along the way before it's going to be released, and hopefully the end of January.